You guys obviously stand out. I mean, what are some differences that you guys try and bring to the stage? The noise that you try and bring to the eardrums, what separates you from the guy across the street?
Well, you know, it's really the way the band sounds. We're not doing anything, ridiculously different. We just, we play Marshall and Ampeg and, we're just a straight up rock band. But I think what we've been capable of doing here with this last record and the two new guitar players is kind of come up with our own sound. So like, if you listen to, the first, 40 or 50 bands on the active rock charts, there's quite a bit of similarities between, like maybe at least 40 or 50% of those bands on that chart. They've all still got kind of that post-grunge sound, with the kind of second cousin of Nickelback type stuff.
Yeah.
And we're definitely not doing that. Now, we do have some elements of grunge where we've got, heavier, dirtier guitars, but that's just rock and roll.
Sure.
So I've been pretty pleased with the reviews that we have posted up at underwrite.net. Most of the people reviewing the record, seem to feel like it has its own sound. And really what that is, man, it's not like us trying to cook up any particular sound. It's just like being honest with ourselves when we record. We record in the same place we rehearse. We record all of our own stuff. And it's like we write a song and play it. And if we like it, in our band rehearsal space, boom, we just record it right there and it goes on the record. So what you hear on that record is that's just the way we sound. That's the way we are. And that's like us in our rehearsal space, drinking beer.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what it is.
There's one rule that I found probably some of the most successful rock bands out there have followed. Rock and roll ain't rocket science. Don't overthink it. Have fun with it. Get in there, kick ass, and lay it down, man.
I'm hearing a lot of albums that, there's a lot of cool, technology with Pro Tools and all the plugins and stuff like that. And I'm hearing some bands that, they're getting overproduced. And so, rock and roll isn't supposed to be perfect, man.
No, not at all. I mean, look at a Foo Fighters record, dude. They went in Dave's garage and cut it on 8-track,
There you go. Yeah, I mean, good songs kind of engineer themselves anyways.
Absolutely.
And I mean, even if you go back and listen to, that first Motley Crue record, I mean, technically that thing sounds like ass.
Sounds like a broken record trashed through a junkyard.
Yeah, but all the songs on that record are great, so you can still listen to it,
Well, the album is out now, Distorted Nation. Tell everybody where we can go to find out more about your band.
Well, the hub, the center of it all is underwrite.net. All the links are on there. And, of course, we're on Facebook, So we're also, while we're on tour, we're also posting up videos of what's going on tour. And some of the stuff is pretty fucking silly, so you'll get a kick out of it. Like you said earlier, we don't take a lot of this too seriously because you can't. It'll just drive you into the ground. So we're having fun out here. But, we're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, we're on iTunes, we're on Rhapsody, we're on Spotify. I mean, you can pretty much just Google Underwrite. The first 10 pages are going to be something about us.
Man, I can't thank you enough for your time. I know you guys are wicked busy, and this is a really killer tour for you guys to be on, man. With all those bands, that's really great for you to start out going on this run. So, dude, I'm really, really happy I got to sit down with you for a couple minutes today, man.
Yeah, and likewise, man. I appreciate you, helping us get the word out, because that's really what it's about. We got this rock record, and, we think it's pretty good, and it deserves to be heard, and we need guys like you to help us get it out there and, get it in front of people so they can, they can get some rock, It's not so easy to find rock and roll nowadays, This is The Rev with Underwrite, and you're listening to my version of Lady Gaga's Paparazzi on Rockstar Radio.